In the Basque Mountains of northeastern Spain, a minor economic miracle has unfolded over the past half century. The Mondragon Collectives are a network of worker-owned and managed businesses founded as an anti-poverty project by a local priest in 1956, and starting with a single enterprise that had just three jobs.
Today, the Mondragon Cooperatives comprise 120 worker-owned businesses and over 100,000 worker owners. It has grown by leaps and bounds. They make racing bicycles. They have made buses. They have washing machines that are actually sold in Petaluma. They make all kinds of household appliances. They have small agricultural cooperatives. They are making wine. They're opening a cooking school. They have a university with 4,000 students. They have their own healthcare system, pension system, and of course, everyone makes a living wage.
Georgia Kelly, founder and director of the Praxis Peace Institute in Sonoma, has twice studied at the Mondragon Centers and will lead a third group visit there in September. She notes that the collectives have transformed the Mondragon region from one of the poorest in Spain to one of the most prosperous, all managed with a democratic but shared authority.
There may be 200 people employed at one business. They go to the meetings. They make the decisions about the jobs they take on, the workload. So it's definitely democratically run. However, they also still have managers and CEOs and people who are ultimately responsible.
Those principles are also employed in what Kelly calls the entrepreneurial socialism of Mondragon, the driving force behind their impressive diversification.
They have the largest research and development center in all of Europe. They put a lot of their funding, because they also own their own bank and have 394 branches of it throughout Spain. So they're able to fund new businesses, new projects. Some workers want to start their own worker-owned business. They help get it off the ground from the business proposal to the actual model to the business. So they're very supportive of entrepreneurs.
At the core of the Mondragon methods, Kelly adds, lies a center dedicated to teaching and upholding the organization's ethical underpinnings.
They have a conflict resolution and communication center within the Mondragon community where they teach conflict resolution, and they teach what they call their ethic of life. And it's not just business, but it's the way you treat people, it's the way you interrelate with people.
Perhaps the most significant achievement of the Mondragon Collectives lies in their model for melding those humanistic values with a form of creative capitalism that supports, rather than exploits, the people involved.
They don't have outside stockholders. This is all owned by the workers, so you can't buy shares into the company. It's one person, one share, one vote. It's capitalist in the sense that, yes, they're selling outside and they're making a profit and it goes back into the system.
The mystery of Mondragon is not how or why it works, Kelly concludes, but why there aren't more enterprises practicing a similar model. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRC.